yesterday in my discussion with devotees in Russian-speaking devotees. They're not Russian devotees, but one, because they're from all over Asia, one devotee asked whether Srila Prabhupada on our left-hand side, being the last acharya, is this some kind of philosophical statement that Srila Prabhupada is the last acharya in our line? If you propose, well, what about Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj? He said, could he be the next acharya? And his picture also placed on the altar. So my answer was that Srila Prabhupada in a letter had pointed out how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has envisaged the concept of an acharya amongst the GBC. Acharya being that self-realized personality amongst possibly many self-realized personalities who's most prominent in both Krishna consciousness and in preaching, and therefore through whom we see the line of Guru Parampara passing through, or the line of the teachings of the Lord coming down from Vyasadeva and so on to the present day. And Srila Prabhupada pointed out that an acharya is not elected by votes, but an acharya should be self-effulgent, that when he's self-effulgent, and by dint of Krishna consciousness and by dint of his achievements, then the GBC can automatically select him. So my answer, therefore, was whether Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj or any other Vaishnavas are therefore selected or recognized as an acharya, then it's something that's done by the GBC, not by some individuals. And then GBC may determine whether some devotees can be placed on the altar or not, because those pictures that we have on the altar from Jagannath Das Babaji to Srila Prabhupada are not a philosophical statement on when the Guru Parampara begins or when it ends. So our Guru Parampara doesn't begin with Jagannath Das Babaji just because he's the picture to the right-hand side, and doesn't end with Srila Prabhupada just because his is the last picture to the left-hand side. We know that there are many, there's the list of 32, we know that there are many acharyas going back to Srila Vyasadeva, leading Jagannath Das Babaji, and that they're represented through our acharyas. And it's not necessary that if there are other acharyas, that it has to be necessarily sequential, one generation to the other. Our 32 list of acharyas aren't sequential. For instance, between Vyasadeva and Srila Madhavacharya, there's an enormous gap, as there may be with others. And then, as with Jagannath Das Babaji, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were, at least at a certain point, all living at the same time. So whether in the next generation after Srila Prabhupada, or maybe 10 generations after Srila Prabhupada is the next acharya, that doesn't mean that the disciplic succession was broken, because the disciplic succession continues from spiritual master to disciple, and that's going on right now. Srila Prabhupada's disciples, even their disciples, are acting as spiritual master, and the Guru Parampara continues. There are, out of those spiritual masters, there are some extraordinary personalities, and whether their pictures are placed there will be a decision for the GBC to make. And practicality will come into the picture, just as practicality comes into the picture of how many persons are there now, and why we don't have all of the Guru Parampara on every ISKCON altar. Practicality will also determine how many others can follow. Srila Prabhupada's picture must always remain, because he is the founder acharya. As to whether we're going to take off Jagannath Das Babaji's picture, or Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's picture, or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's picture, well, who's going to do that, who's going to remove their picture, because there's only going to be so many that fit. So there will be many different considerations. Perhaps only the living Acharya will be placed next to Prabhupada, left of Srila Prabhupada, or someone who really, really did some extraordinary, substantial thing will be there. But still, everyone will not fit, say, over the next 10,000 years. We have another 64 acharyas, great personalities. They're all not going to fit on the altar, but Srila Prabhupada will always be there, because we're not simply a guru parampara, we're not simply a spiritual lineage, we're also an institution. And Srila Prabhupada's position within our institution will always be exceptional, because he's not only the acharya, but he's also the founder. He's also the founder acharya. And therefore all acharyas in the future, at least in ISKCON, are going to have to reflect and represent Srila Prabhupada's teachings, Srila Prabhupada's method of preaching, Srila Prabhupada's vision, which means working with the GBC body. So in summary, no, the fact that just Srila Prabhupada is there on the altar doesn't mean that now this is where our disciplic succession is ending. That's obvious. And if some other self-effulgent acharya comes along in ISKCON, then it will be up to the GBC to both recognize that person officially and to make statement as to whether that person's picture should follow and come to the left of Srila Prabhupada. And how will that be managed for the many great personalities who come in the future? That will also be a practical consideration, but Srila Prabhupada's picture will continue to remain. Hare Krishna.